This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله أما بعد فإن وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with praise of Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can misguide. And whoever Allah misguides, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God deserving of worship except Allah alone, with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. May Allah exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and upon His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from His, and from them both many men and women, and have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your rest. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of things in this religion are the newly invented practices, and all newly invented practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. My brothers in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal told us in seven, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told too many to count, the virtue of the masjid and the blessing of the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fi buyutin يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to Nur, the example of the believer and the light of Allah that is in the heart of the believer from knowledge and righteous actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the believer. Where will you find this believer whose heart is full of light? You will find him fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a. You will find him in has commanded to be built. A house that Allah has commanded to be This includes the building of the masjid, and it includes raising the masjid with the ibadat, by worshipping Allah and by performing the salah, by reading the Quran and by remembering Allah. So the masjid becomes raised up like that. It is raised up of the masjid, and it is raised up by the worship that is performed in the masjid. Allah gave permission and Allah commanded these masajid to be built. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded for the masajid to be built in a door in the all of the areas of the town, all of the villages or the towns. وَأَن تُطَيَّبَ وَتُطَهَّرَ وَأَن تُطَهَّرَ وَتُطَيَّبَ, and that they should be purified and kept clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the actions that are to be done in the masjid. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا. The people, they say tasbih Allah in the morning, in the early morning, and in the evening and the afternoon. They do this in the salah, the daily prayers, from Fajr until Isha. And the people are in the masjid remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Who are these people who are in the masjid at Fajr? Who are these people who are in the masjid at Isha? They are Rijal. Allah Azza wa Jal said, these are men. Rijal. They are real men. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع. Their business doesn't get in the way of the masjid. Their buying and selling doesn't get in the way of the masjid. It doesn't get in the way of their remembrance of Allah and performing the salah. Why? Why are they not thinking about this? Why are they not thinking about buying and selling? Not worried about their job? Because they are separate. Because they are scared of a day in which the hearts and the faces will be turned. What is the reward for those people? Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah An-Nur, He said, لِيَجَزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah is going to give these people the reward of the best of what they did. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ And Allah is going to give them even more than what they did on top of that. Because Allah gives without any account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without any account. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in an authentic hadith, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ فِي الظُّلْمِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ He said, give the walk the masjid in the darkness, that they will have full light يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And I want to highlight for the brothers here that it's not dark at Jumu'ah. And you know that. Jumu'ah is in the middle of the day. The people who walk to the masjid in the darkness are the people who come for Fajr and Isha. And those are the two salah that the munafiqeen, they find very hard to come. The munafiq doesn't come for Fajr. The munafiq doesn't come for Isha. The sahaba, if they miss the person at Fajr, they used to say he's a munafiq. They used to say he is a munafiq if he didn't come to the Fajr prayer. Nowadays we see in the Jumu'ah the masjid is so full you have to close the door. In Fajr maybe we can get two rows. Where are the people? Where are the people who want the reward of An-Nur Tam Yawm Al-Qiyamah? They want the reward of complete light on the day of resurrection. This masjid that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to build, and Allah commanded us to keep it clean, and Allah commanded us to purify it, is not allowed for us to do in here except for the remembrance of Allah and the prayer and what is connected to it, like the reading of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that if you see a person doing business in the masjid, say to that person, لا أربح الله تجارتك. May Allah give you no profit in your business. May Allah make your business lose. And if you see someone who is looking for a lost item, and they're going around the masjid from one to person saying, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Then say, may Allah not make you find it. Because like the Prophet ﷺ said, these masajid, innama buniyat lima buniyat lah. They were built for what they were built for. They were built for remembering Allah and the salah and the reading of the Quran and
the dhikr and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran about the situation of the people who look after the masjid and the people who come to pray in the masjid regularly. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. The only people who look after and take care of the masjid and they build it and the people who come in it and they pray in it and they remember Allah in it, those are the people who believe in Allah and they believe in the last day and they perform the prayer and they give the zakat and they don't fear anyone except Allah. It is those people who will be from those who are guided. Allah promised. And asa in the Quran is a promise from Allah. Asa ulaika an yakunu min al-muhtadin. Those are the people who are guided. Those are the people who are guided. The people who build the masjid, who look after the masjid, who take care of the masjid, who come to pray in the masjid, they perform their salah in the masjid, they read Quran in the masjid, they remember Allah in the masjid. فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Those are the people who are going to be from those who are guided. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ بُيُوتُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ حَقٌّ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكْرِمَ مَنْ زَارَهُ فِيهَا. The masjid is the house of Allah on the earth. And Allah will definitely honor the person who comes to visit Allah in the masjid. Allah will definitely honor the person. It is the right of us, it is the promise of Allah that Allah will honor the person who visits Allah in the masjid. This is the house of Allah. This is where you come to speak with Allah in your prayers. This is where you come to ask Allah in your dua. This is where you come to come near to Allah by reciting your Quran. And when you come to visit Allah in this house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely honor you and look after you and take care of you. Whoever prays Fajr in the Jama'ah, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُمْسِي. Whoever prays Fajr in the Jama'ah, he will be in the care of Allah, in the promise of Allah. Allah promised to take care of him until the evening comes. Allah promised to take care of him until the evening comes. And from the seven who will be shaded in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except his. In the hadith, سَبَعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. And from them, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid. Do you know what it means for your heart to be attached to the masjid? For you, if you miss the masjid, you feel sad. You have to be in the masjid. If you're away from the masjid, it hurts you in your heart. Because your heart is attached to the masjid. You're a person that you can't be away from the masjid. If you miss even one salah, you feel really, really bad. You want to come to the masjid, you have to be in the masjid. When you are away from the masjid, you feel like something is missing in your heart. Like these days, people's hearts are attached to so many things. People's hearts are attached to their games. People's hearts are attached to their families. People's hearts attached to their hobbies. If they miss it, it hurts. If they are away from the house, it hurts them. This is how you should be with the masjid. When you are away from the masjid for even a salah or even a day, it should feel because your heart should be attached to the message. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to his family and his companions. We're talking about the importance and the blessing of the masjid and the importance of looking after the masjid and taking care of it. And I want to share with you a hadith about the people who don't come to the masjid every day and the people they don't come for Isha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Abi Hurairah, and the hadith is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari and similar to it is narrated in Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ بِحَطَبٍ يُحْتَطَبْ ثُمَّ آمُرَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَيُؤَذَّنَ لَهَا ثُمَّ آمُرَ رَجُلًا فَيَأُمَّ النَّاسِ ثُمَّ أُخَالِفَ إِلَى رِجَالٍ فَأُحَرِّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ يَعْلَمُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنَّهُ يَجِدُ أَرْقًا سَمِينًا أَوْ مِرْمَتَيْن حَسَنَتَيْن لَشَهِدَ الْعِشَاء. He said, by the one whose hand my soul is in, I had certainly intended to command for firewood to be gathered and then command for the salah to be given and the adhan to be given for the salah, then to command a man to lead the people in prayer, then to go to some men who stayed at home and burn their houses down upon them. Nabiul Rahmah, the Prophet of Mercy, and he wanted to go to the people's houses and burn their house to the ground. He said, I would go and take the firewood and put it under their house and burn their house to the ground. And in some of the narrations he said, لَوْلَا النِّسَاءُ وَالصِّبْيَانُ, if it wasn't for the women and the children, I would have burnt their house to the ground. Who are they? Well, he said, by the one whose hand my soul is in. If one of you knew that you would even find a bone of meat or the meat that is between two ribs, you would have come for Isha. If you even thought you were going to get a piece of meat, you would have come for Isha. Look at how the Prophet ﷺ spoke about the people that don't come to the masjid. I wanted to burn their houses to the ground, because if one of them was told that there is even a piece of meat or even two ribs, wallahi, he would have come to the masjid. He doesn't come for the salah, but if you tell him there is food, he will come to the masjid. If he finds a bone, he will come to the masjid. If he finds a piece of meat between two ribs, he will come for Isha. Look at the sad state of the people. The sad state is that in Jumu'ah, the masjid is full. Five times a day, the masjid is open. Five times a day. The masjid is available for you to come and pray. And no doubt, inshallah, there are some people live very far away. There are some people who, there are one or two prayers, they can't make it for some circumstances. But it's not really imaginable that the only prayer you can come here for is Jumu'ah. I don't believe that to be true. Maybe one or two people who live very far away. But generally speaking, if you can't make Asr, you can make Maghrib. If you can't make Maghrib, you can make Isha. Nobody has anything to do at Fajr, generally speaking. But wallah, you have to ask yourself about your heart being attached to the masjid. And you have to appreciate the blessing of the masjid. And now, walillahil hamd, the masjid has been renovated. There is a new carpet. There are new, the masjid has been tidied and cleaned. The heating is on. It's a comfortable place for you to come. The only thing that is required from you is to put one foot in front of the other to come to the masjid. The prayer times are available for you. Generally, the prayer in the masjid is fixed for the whole week. We don't change the time of the prayer until Jumu'ah. Asr, 3 o'clock. Maghrib, just after the Adhan. Right now, it's just before 5 o'clock. Isha is at 7. Fajr at 6:30. Dhuhr and Jumu'ah at 1 o'clock. Make more of an effort to come regularly. And you will see the blessing of the masjid in your life. And you'll see the barakah in your business, in your work, in your family, in all of the things. You'll see the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal when you make your heart attached to the masjid. And you're one of those people who in the morning and the evening, you are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal in the masjid. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا وجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة